Former Viscardi Tower and buildings of medieval origin. These buildings have in part disappeared. Information. Location. The former tower of the Viscardi family stood above the building that today hosts the Caffè Motta in Via Milano in front of Piazza Testi. While the buildings of medieval origin are located on the left side of Piazza Roma, keeping our backs to the lake. Paving material, square in porphyry. Sidewalk upstream, paved in porphyry, asphalted road. Architectural barriers, sidewalks along the road 340, which is often very crowded. Entrance. You can miss some difficulties in crossing the zebra passage because of the intense traffic. So, we suggest to go back along the sidewalk placed along the lake. In front of the Café Il Porto, enter the subway, free from architectural barriers, that leads to Piazza Rimembranze, in front of the Trattoria d'Emilio. And from here, always free from architectural barriers, through a narrow street, reach Piazza Roma, just in front of the new fountain. Services. Parking available in the area for a fee can be paid for in Piazza Roma. Cash dispenser, Banca Popolare di Sondrio, at the Lakeside Station in Piazza Testi. Pharmacy in Via Milano in front of Piazza Testi. Leisure and food. Docking of the lake navigation with public toilets at the Lakeside Station. Café, restaurants and shops in Piazza Roma and in the surrounding area. Description by Silvia Fasana. Only the lower part of the former medieval tower of the Viscardi family is now visible, because the upper part collapsed in 1876. The few images left show a crenellated tower, a little lower than the bell tower of the old parish church, with embrasures and windows on all sides. According to Donato Gregorio, author of a documented publication about Arginio, it was possible to enter it directly from the Caffè Motta, or to rise from the steps which today bring to the terrace above the place. Next to the Caffè Motta, we find some buildings of medieval origin, among them the present Barchetta restaurant and other tourist companies which look onto Piazza Roma. A fascinating hypothesis by Donato Gregorio, suggested by some documents of the 15th century, holds that in this place a big palatium palace was built, belonging to Giovanni de Castello. The Catasto Teresiano of 1755 signals the presence of a press, located where now a clothing shop for children stands.